The Zohar Kodesh for Parshas B'Shalach, what he's going to be dealing with, I want to explain this outside to sort of prepare ourselves before we begin. These parshios are the parshios of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And when we think of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we think of the Yom Tov Pesach that goes with Yetzias Mitzrayim. But there are elements of Yetzias Mitzrayim that aren't Pesach necessarily, but they are every day. How do we know this? Because there isn't just the mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim once a year. There's a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we say in the Haggadah, Kol Yimei Chayecha, all the days of your life. So the question is, if Mitzrayim, when I think about it on Pesach, I'm supposed to go from freedom, from slavery to freedom, so that means I have to do the same thing every day? I go from slavery to freedom? Where does that translate? Where do I do that, and what's the process for doing that? So actually, in the Holy Holy Sfarim, they tell us how it should be done every day. But who are we to be able to learn these Holy Holy Sfarim? Not that this isn't also a Holy Sefer, but what the Zohar Kodesh does for us is he takes some of these very lofty ideas and brings it down in a way so that we can understand it. And then he lifts us back up to those lofty places, and we slowly drop off, you know, as we get more and more complicated. But what he's going to teach us is a whole new perspective on our daily avoda, as it relates to a sort of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So this is going to be connected to the concept of Shira. So he begins with the Shiras Hayam that we say every day has the word Shira three times. Az Yashir Moshe, Es Hashira Hazos, and then Ashira Lashem. And then, we don't recite this part every day, but also Vatan Lehem Miriam Shiru Lashem. So Nizkar Khan, says the Rav Shitzer, there are here, Nizkar Khan Dalet Pa'amim Shira, the word Shira is mentioned four times in this song. Why four? Gam Tzarech Lahavin. Also, I want to understand, Mashaminig Yisra Likros L'Shabbos Parshas B'Shalach Shabbos Shira. It starts Az Yashir.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. The minhag is that people refer to, we, Klal Yisrael, refers to the Shabbos, Parshas B'Shalach, as Shabbos Shira, and that it needs an explanation. The aim of Neshikorim Bo Ashira, and if you'll tell me, well, that's an easy question to answer, it's because we recite the Shira on Shabbos Shira. Halola Matzinu Zeh B'chol Shabbos, but we don't find that in the other Shabbos. Likros HaShabbos HaShem HaInyan Shikorim Bo. Anyone call this Shabbos Sinai? Or maybe the Shabbos after, Shabbos Ev Divri? And obviously where he's going to take this, because we're not focusing on the Shabbos Shira, we're focusing on how to make this daily, is that there's an element of Shabbos Shira in every day of our lives. He's going to start off by taking one of the most complex and deep and lofty ideas that the Mekubalim talk about by davening, and he's going to bring it down into mamish our words. So at least level one, all of us have to hear. Rakeinu, the idea is like this. If you look at our davening, there's an order to the davening. Mitchila lomar parshus karbanos. When you start davening, there is those preliminary sections of davening, which includes the karbanos, the daily offerings. Those are called, so to speak, before davening. Then, when you've finished all of that, then you just recite all these praises of Hashem, mi baruch sha'amar ad yishtabach, starting Psukah Dezimra, obviously he's davening Nesach Sfard, technically starts from Hodu, but the point is that it's the bracha, Baruch Sh'amar through Yishtavach, that's Shiros v'Sishbachos L'Hashem. V'achakach, and then we move into the next section of davening, which is Yotzer Or Rebore Choshech. We talk about Hashem's creation of light and dark. V'anu Misaprim, but primarily we speak Echa Malachim U'Serafim M'Shavchem Osis Baruch Shemo, how the angels and the seraphim, the fiery angels, praise Hashem. V'achkach mispalalim tfilas shmona esrei, and then we go and daven shmona esrei.
What about Shema?
Yeah, let's hear his words first. Let's hear the words. Okay. So he explains that what's happening here is like this. Ki malchusa de rekia ke'ein malchusa de ara. Hashem set up, it's based on the Zohar, it's really the other way, but we have to see it this way. Hashem set up that the malchus, the sovereignty, the way that we honor Hashem as king, who is king in the upper world, is that it resembles the system that we see for honoring the king in the lower world. And we know. When someone wants to come before the king, it's your day that you won the lottery, you get to come before the king and give your request. Ein lavo al shara melech belavush sak, from the Megillah, right? You can't come to the gate of the king wearing sackcloth. What would the sackcloth be in our case? Our sins. Right? So, mezuah masava nosaf, that's the poison of our sins. Masha chata umarad nagna melech, I sinned and rebelled before the king. So before I come before the king, I have to, the physical earthly king, I have to clean my clothes. So before I come before the heavenly king, I have to clean my clothes. So how do you clean your physical clothes? You take them to the laundromat. How do you, washing machine, but your fancy clothes, take them to the laundromat. How do you cleanse your clothes to come before the heavenly king? Karbanos. You recite all the karbanos in the morning, and that cleanses you. And now you're ready to daven. Then you come before the king. But even when you come before the king, you don't come before the king and say, Your Highness, give me money. That's not going to work. You have to start off by saying, you have to wish well, greet the king. And you have to speak praises of the king. The king doesn't need your praises, but you need to be reciting the king's praises. When you make a request before the king, you say, Your Highness, your benevolence knows no bounds. And I know I'm undeserving, but you're just so giving. And you go on talking, if only we could properly honor the king, perhaps the king would be more honored by us. But you talk that way. The king knows that you're speaking this way because he's the king. But that's how it works. That's how it works. You can't get anything from the king if you don't go through the procedure of the proper honor. And if the king... Think about this. If the king would say, you know what, I'm done. All these compliments, they don't do anything for me. Just get straight to your request. There would be something missing in his kingship. That would be halachically, for a Jewish king, he may not be allowed to forego certain honors that the king is entitled to. He has to respect the position. And so you have to respect the position too. Hashem wants to give you, but you have to go through the process. And so you have to come before Hashem. You have to speak praises of Hashem. But then, before you can speak praises, and before you can make your request, even after you've spoken praises of the king, you've only spoken praises of the king from afar. Meaning, the king is renowned, the king is benevolent, the king is considerate for his people, the king is so clever and wise, and you can say all kinds of things, but when you come to the palace of the king, you now have a new understanding. You have to add to it. And now that I've come to the palace, your city is so grand, and your palace is so beautiful, and the soldiers, they're so organized, and the hallways, everything is so beautiful. You have to talk about the king's palace as well, because how could you come before the king and walk through the king's palace and not be overwhelmed with the royalty and the grandeur? Then you speak of all the incredible things you've seen up close of the palace of the king and the courtyard. And also you listen to the servants of the king. How they speak praises of the king. And after you've done all that, then you can ask the king for what you need. Says the Rav Shitzif, if you understand this, then you know all the secrets of the universe, of how a person, what's happening when you're davening. Because that's mamish, mamish what's happening. You're about to go face to face with the king, and you're supposed to picture yourself mamish, according to some, in the Kodesh Kadashim, in the Holy of Holies, during your Shmona Esrei. So if that's true, you can't just walk in there. So you have to have, those are the four levels of our daily davening. First, the Karbanos Aton. Then we say praises of Hashem. And then we speak of the angels singing. And that comes to answer your question, which was, then how does Shema fit in? Because Shema is actually us over-singing the angels. Because we say the malachim, they can't say Hashem's name until three words have been spoken. They have to say Kadosh, 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 and then they can say Hashem Tzavakos. This is a Chazal teach us this. Afterwards, they can say Baruch Kavod, because they've already said three Kadoshes. But to start, you have to say Kadosh three words. We only need to say two words, Shema and Yisrael. So our Shema is in a certain way like joining with the servants of the king. I don't get into it, but that's really, wait till we get there before we explain it, but that's the idea. And ba'achach b'yotzer or mi'inichatzeroh. So if b'yotzer or through Goal Yisrael, we speak of the incredible, so to speak, close up recognition of the grandeur of the king. B'shevach ha'malachim shemeshavchem emunfarim oso yizbarach shemo, and the praises of the angels.
Interesting that in certain parts you're not allowed to talk out with all of these rules. So as you're getting more and more into it, it's more strict.
Absolutely. Let me emphasize your point, because that's absolutely correct. The reason why, as you move further, deeper into davening, the rules of interruptions are more strict, go along with this progression of slowly coming closer to the king in this process. Absolutely. Okay, now that is all, in very practical terms, I think we can all understand the concept of the king and the concept of the davening. Now that we've got the idea, he's going to fill us in on some of the deeper understandings of what that means. So he's going to raise it up one level. It's going to go more than one, but let's just go one at a time. These four ideas, olamos, are the four levels of creation. Now we're starting with Kabbalistic terms, but these are sort of basic Kabbalistic terms. Atzilus, the realm of emanation, which is up high there. Bria, creation. Yetzira, formation. And Asiya, action. You hear these words, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. You say, okay, there's four levels of creation. But what does that mean? So he helps us. He says, V'nyedua b'svarim, the svarim tell us. Sha'olam ha'asiya, this physical world of action, the world that we live in. Harashibo yoser mi'atov, is more bad than good. The olam hayitzira, the next realm, is mechza al mechza, half and half. The olam habria, and the realm of bria of creation above that, rubo tov, is the majority good. Uvatzilus, and then the upper realm of atzilus, rak tov, is only good. V'lam urav rakal, is no evil at all, as the pasuk says in Tehillim 5, ki lo yugur chara, with you shall not dwell any evil. What does it mean? It means that as you go up higher, these four levels, which I'm cheating, so I'm going to give this away, but with each of these levels of davening, you're moving up. So you start off at the beginning of davening in our world. In a world where the majority of the world is more evil than good. Yeah, and I'll elaborate on that in a little bit. And then you move into a world where it's balanced, good and evil.
So the
first part is the Karbanot. In the places of Psukei Dezimra, between Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, there you're in a place, you've reached a world where there's now 50-50. It's half and half, which is actually the world of the angels, which is why angels they don't have free will, because it's clear to them, the line between good and evil, and they don't go there. Right? Then you go up to the next world, and now it's more good, but there's still some bad, and then you go up to the highest realm, but there's no bad at all. And Behine, and you should know that that's what we mean when Hashem brought evil into the world, Adam and Chava brought evil into the world, so they brought a lot of it into the lowest level, less into the next level, even less into the next level, and they couldn't touch the upper fourth level. Okay, now all that is in the realm outside, but what does that have to do with me? The answer is that every person is an olam katan. Every person is a small universe. That means you were also created in these four levels. You also have these four worlds within you. You know these names. They're called Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and Chaya. Yeshua Madrig is Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya. Now he's going to explain this to us. What is your Nefesh? His mom is translating deep, deep ideas and turning them into words we can understand. So we should appreciate what he's doing. What is your Nefesh? That is Notela Bahamius, the part of you, the life force that's animalistic, that wants to eat and sleep and party and drink and whatever feels good to the physical. That's what your Nefesh is driving you to do. V'chafetz betavis gufanios. What does it want? Physical desires. But olam ha'asiya, that's because your nefesh is a being of the world of action, of the physical world. So it wants the physical. Kanal, as we explained above, shirubo ra, now in the physical world it's more bad than good. That's why your nefesh has a tendency of more bad than good. Now he doesn't say this, but I think what's included in what he's saying, is that if a person lives a nefesh life, if a person lives a asiya life, if you live a life of physicality, then your life will be miserable more than it is good. Because the olam asiya, the olam of the nefesh, the world of physical desires, is more ra than tov. And so then your life, if you're living, and you can ask anyone who lives a life of materialism and physicality, ask them with a lie detector test, because they'll never tell you in the truth, and they may not even know the truth. Right? But they're all miserable, because that's what was created. This fourth lowest world is a world which, if you don't bring into it some true meaning, is a miserable life, and then you die at the end. But there's a higher level inside of you. There's a ruach. Your ruach is 50-50. Who call me tov ra, that's good and evil. Boa bechira, that's the part of you that makes the choice. Because as we'll see soon, your neshama just wants good things. Your nefesh just wants physical things. Your ruach is that part of you that connects the two of them. That's where your free will is happening. And there it's got to be 50-50. Otherwise you don't have free will. Sheyesh because of and we know that the ruach, when we say ruach, you're a spirit. What does that mean? So he says, take a look at all the ways that the Torah uses the word ruach. Someone who is patient is erach ruach, an elongated spirit, an extended spirit. Ruach HaKodesh. What is it called? Ruach. That means that the Kedusha is entering into that place where you're making your Ruach Tahara, spirit of purity. Ruach Nishbara, a broken spirit. Shval Ruach, a humble spirit. Ulehapach, then you can have Ruach Gavoa, a haughty spirit. Ruach Kina, spirit of jealousy. Ruach Toma, spirit of impurity. The point is that the word Ruach can go both ways, because it's 50-50. Vizeu neged olam ha-yitzira, that corresponds with the upper world of formation. Shatova Ra, where the good and evil, Mechza Mechza, is 50-50. But then there's a part of you, that's in the Shama. Mi olam abriya, that's from a higher place, from the world of creation. Sha neshama lo to the kedusha, your neshama is leaning towards holiness. V'chefza tamid beruchanias, it will always want what's spiritually good. And then the fourth level, b'chinas chaya, there's an element of your neshama that's called chaya, which is really outside. Hu mi olam atzilus, is from the realm of atzilus, that's pure good, that's untouched, always holy, and that's the highest level of your neshama that, as he's going to say, that you can touch on. Now, b'chinas yichida, we know there's a fifth. It's a fifth level of creation, which is beyond what we can fathom. And there's a fifth level of your neshama that's beyond what we can fathom. So he just points out, the b'chinas yichida, there is a fifth level. called Yechida. Midazu ein lanu ata, but we don't have access to that attribute. Rakla asid, in the future, niska lebechinas Yechida, we will merit the highest fifth level of our neshama. Haromezes, it's the word Yechida, which indicates al yichud udvekas adnabo yizbarach shemo. You have to really, really be connected to Hashem. Dibuk v'yichud gamar, an absolute and complete connection for your Yechida to be connected to you in that way. So therefore, because there's really five, but we're focusing just on the four, and so our sages instituted, let me say this again, that you should daven in four stages, karbanos, psukah dezimra, birchas kriya shema, and shemona esrei, because when you come before the king, you first cleanse yourself and prepare yourself before you come. And then you speak praises of the king from afar. Then you speak praises of the king from up close. And then you can make your request. So in the same way, Hashem made it that these four realms of creation that you walk through, and so you come before the king. But you should know that when you are moving from saying karbanos, from saying in the morning, and I want to add to this one point which is important for everyone to hear. Davening kind of starts with your moda ani. It kind of starts with your moda ani. Because if you look in the Gemara, the way our sages instituted, is that all morning long you should be saying brachos. The way it was supposed to be, is that when you put on your clothes, you say malbish arumim. When you stand up, when you take your first step, you thank Hashem for steps. When you put on your shoes, you thank Hashem for giving you all your needs. Our sages realized that we're not the kind of person, the kind of people, that can properly do that. Prepare ourselves in the morning. Imagine needing to make brachas before you've had coffee. Right? So,
it's time to do that.
So what our sages, they kind of moved it. I mean, this has become the minhag that we move it into, you know, you come to shul and you make the brachas just so we make them properly. But they're really brachas. Thank you, Hashem, for my eyes. Thank you, Hashem, for my clothes. Thank you, Hashem. I mean, it's a mamish. Thank you for making me a yid. Thank you for waking me up and for giving me this ability to tell the difference between. And then thank you, Hashem, for the Torah. And thank you, Hashem, for all these incredible functions that work the body and the lukai neshama shenasa to be. All these brachas we're making, they're all about your physical state. Because you have to cleanse your physical state. That's you scrubbing, so to speak, yourself on the physical level to come before the king. That's why you're dealing with your physical things. You're thanking Hashem for your physical things. That's because you're in the Olam Asiyah. But then, you don't just move in your head from Asiyah to Yetzirah and from Karbanos to Psukei Dezimra. You're also moving in your Neshama. You're leaving your Nefesh. And you're moving to your Ruach. Right, it's your ruach that's moving into the next part of davening, and then you connect to your neshama, and then when you come to Shemona Esrei, you're walking into the Olam Atzilus, just you and your chaya. But it's happening within you.
Are you saying chaya is the fourth level?
Well, the second highest, but yes, it's the highest level, right?
I guess I'm a little confused.
The levels up are Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and then Chaya, and then Yechida.
Uh-huh.
So we're not touching on Yechida because he's saying that we're not in a place where we can access that. But these, the first four, we can access through this process of our everyday davening. Every time we daven, Shachas. Okay. Yes.
In which level are we when we do that Kiddusha? Because this is a big meaning when it says, we shall sanctify your name.
Yeah, all of that is, you're already in the Olam Atzilus. It's after davening you come back down, but that's in Atzilus. That's in the highest world.
So, do I have to wait until we get there? Or because
he's not going to go through davening here. He's not going to break down davening for us. So he's already told us what the parts are. And so whatever's included is what's included. And if you want to know how one specific area of davening fits into the system, that we already have to learn the writings of the Arizal. But that's beyond us.
In the level that you are teaching us now, it's when it says that Kedusha, that the angels call one another, and then we end up to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So it's amazing how the angel is saying, and we ended to say what they say in the heaven, and then no, we are doing here.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just not sure how it relates to this.
Okay,
very good. Okay, so v'hinei ikar inyan atfilahu. So he's going to share with us a second idea, which is another idea that you've all heard, that each of us has seven parts in our behaviors that we work on between Pesach and Shavuos. We call them the seven midos. Ikar inyan atfila, the primary purpose of your davening, hu al sha'al yidei atfila she'avodah she'belev, is that when you do avoda in your heart, you saken as kol zayim midosav, you fix your seven attributes. Shekulam kalulim belev, because it's all in the heart. Shehalev mekor lahem, because the heart is the source of all of your midos. Let's clarify. We don't necessarily mean physically the muscle, which is the heart. If someone understands that, that's being a little literal. And people say, what do you mean the heart? The heart. It means the spiritual heart, which is really your mind and your feelings, which is seated in the heart. Its seat is the heart, because your heart, or where your feelings come from, your spiritual heart. And it's related in the physical sense to your blood flow and all that, but that's not really what it's about. So your brain knows the right thing to do. Your brain, assuming that you've learned all the Torah and you know all the halachos, you know the right thing to do. Even if you've learned them all, the ones you know, the ones you don't, you don't. There's no ambiguity, so to speak, on things you know that are right and things you know that are wrong. There's some things you don't know, that's true. But for the things you know, but your heart, there is confusion, even about things you know that are right. Well, I should still do it, maybe now. I'll just do it now, I won't do it anymore. I'll start stopping tomorrow. So all that is happening in your heart. She'achar kavanas halev hein hein adivarim, because it's all about your feelings. If you daven Shmona Esrei, and you think of all the words, which is incredible, right? And you think of all the translations, which is like super, you're still missing all of your davening, because you have no heart. You have to have feelings in your davening. V'yisakin is called azayim midosa, but when you have feelings, and it comes into all seven midos. Now, what he's about to do is pretty incredible itself. He's about to sum up all seven midos in just a few sentences, in a very practical way. Listen to this. She is naheg acharat filah behem rakal avodasi yizbarach shemo. And if you daven properly, your seven attributes will be channeled in the right way. What does that mean? She is chased. You will do kindness. Attribute number one. With whom? Imat tzadik atzarech li'es chasedim. Only with righteous people. Meaning, you're not supposed to do kindness for those whom that kindness would be cruelty. So the first thing is when you come out of davening, and now you're more properly organized within yourself, now you'll do chesed in the right places. Ulehiz gaber al yitzro, and you'll have gevura to overcome your inclination, v'al rishayim to overcome the evil people. So you'll have your chesed and your gevura will both be fixed. And your tiferes. Ulefayer oso yizbarach shemo, you will constantly glorify Hashem. If someone gives you some kind of kindness or some kind of compliment, so you say, it's not me, it comes from Hashem. And so when you send that glory up to Hashem, that's you fixing your tiferes. V'lo yikach kavod la'atzmo chas v'shalom. Don't take that glory for yourself. Ki melocha la'aretz kevodo, because Hashem fills the world. V'imkein eze makam yeshi ha'machzik ba'kvod shel adam. So what are you being honored about? And when a person realizes this, when does he realize this? During davening, you know, you give a person a compliment. Wow, you're so good at business. Hashem made him good at business. There are other people who aren't so good. They may be just as clever, just not as good. Hashem gives people success, so that's returning the tiferes to Hashem. Kim shakol malim yichodis yirushal. The whole world is filled with His glory. L'chein, this is why hamizgaya, when someone's haughty, dochek v'dochek doche ragli hashchina. We say you're pushing away Hashem. Why he spent a little more time on that one. Okay? Ubeminas hanetzach, and you've also fixed your netzach, your victory. Why? Yinatzeach es Yitzro, by defeating your inclination. Now that your heart's davened better, you'll be better at your netzach, at beating your Yetzirah. And you'll be better at Hod too. The Yoda Tamid Lo Yiz Baruch Shema, you will constantly be thanking Hashem. Al Kol Chazda V'Tuva B'Chaleis, for His kindness and goodness at all times. And then you'll fix your Yisod also, which is V'Yikasher Es Atzmo Bo Yiz Baruch Shema. You'll bind yourself and find a connection to Hashem, because Yisod is all about connections. Yeah, without all the elaboration. And then Malchus V'Yamlich Oso Hashem Yiz Baruch Al Kol Yivar V'Midosav, and then Hashem will become the king over you. You will accept Hashem as your king. And when you accept Hashem as your king, then that means that your mind and your heart are subjugated to the service of Hashem. Zeh Klal Avodas HaTfila, that's all of your davening. That's it. That's all you have to do. Is you daven, you go up all the way through your nefesh, your ruach, neshama, dechaya, through asiya, Yetzira, Bria, and Atzilus, and then through that you go up through your nefesh, your ruach, your neshama, into your chaya, and you reach this very, very high place, and when you come back down, you're now kind, properly severe, properly egoed, empowered to victory, humble enough to give thanks to Hashem, connected to Hashem, and a proper servant of Hashem. That's what happens every time you doubt. It says, L'chein, therefore, HaRashatavis, the first letters, in case you learn Gematria, Miazayan Midos, that means you take the Ches of Chesed, the Gimel of Gevura, the Taf of Tiferes, the Nun of Netzach, the Hey of Hod, the Yud of Yisod, and the Mem of Malchus, they are exactly Gematria Tefillah, Im HaKolel, meaning Tefillah is 515, so they equal 516, but they are the Gematria of Tefillah. Because that's what you're doing when you're davening, is you're fixing yourself on all seven levels. V'dalad inyanim b'tfila, that's these four levels of davening. K'negedalad b'chinas nefesh ruach neshama chaya, shebechal echad mehem, each one of them, yesh azayim midas, has all seven levels. V'yisaknem b'dalad inyanim b'tfila, and you do all this by davening, and with each stage of davening, you recognize that you're coming closer and closer to Hashem, and you think of it from these perspectives of this. When you accomplish this, this will make it that your davening will come back down and bring you down as a better individual. That's how he starts. What was the purpose of Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim? That we should leave the abomination of the Erbas Haaretz doesn't translate quite well into, but it means the lowest part of the land, the place where there's the most immorality. That the Jewish people were embedded there. Why were we in Egypt? Because Egypt was spiritually the lowest place on earth. And we were spiritually on the lowest place on earth. And our job was from Mitzrayim to come to the highest place on earth. Hashem says to Moshe, when you bring those people out of Mitzrayim, you will serve Hashem upon this mountain. You should know that the Jewish people are going to go from the lowest to the highest. Which, by the way, tells you...
I'm just saying that, I don't know if he probably mentions it, that it started with a carbon Pesach. It started with a carbon.
That's a good point. It starts with a carbon. But he's not going to go there, but it's interesting. That is a good point. So what he's saying is that just like they in Yetzias Mitzrayim went from 0 to 60 faster than the... What's a fancy car? Faster than these new cars, right? So we can also do that every day. Go 0 to 60. You can do it in Yetzias Mitzrayim every day by starting off in the morning, Moda Ani. I'm going to walk through my physical into the spiritual, into the higher spiritual, and then my Shemoneh Esrei, I'm going to stand before Hashem. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Adarech Shepirashti Akosav, as it says, by Yizaku, they cried out. Vatal Shavasam El Elokim in Avod, and their cries went up to Hashem from the service. Shoyset Tzakasam, their real cries, was Shirotzim Lovda Yizbarach Shemo Karoi. They wanted to serve Hashem. B'chol midoseim, with all of their attributes, l'shabdem l'Hashem, they were slaves in Egypt to Pharaoh. Like all this energy going to help another human being for his crazy ideas, for buildings that won't even last. Instead, we could be working for our eternal soul. Kama Shamar, as we say, Lecha Hashem, Hagadula, Vahagavura, Vahatiferas. Lechem Atzinu, Shamar Chazal, this is one, another reason to remember this Pesach time. Shechayev Lishtos Baleil Pesach, Dalid Kosos. Why do you drink four cups? One cup of redemption. The answer is because we have four languages of redemption. So what? The answer is, of course, because there are four levels of redemption. These four levels show you we left Mitzrayim, the lowest place on earth, spiritually. V'tiknu midaseihem b'chal dalel b'chinas, and essentially he's going to show you how the Jewish people went from moda'ani to cheshanim kadmonios. I guess the chazan ends with avmavarech esam Yisrael b'shalom, or maybe the kaddish, oseh shalom b'mroma, v'imru amen. Whatever that the Jewish people went through that, whatever you do every day in your davening is a small version of what the Jewish people did, Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he explains, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya, Atilus Bri Yitzir Asiya. Why? Ki Vahotseisi. What does Vahotseisi mean? Hu Neged Bechinas Nefesh. That's the Nefesh. Mi Olam Asiya, my physical world. Sherubo Ra, which we said is mostly evil, Kamoshi Kasafti Le'el. Vitzara Chautza, so you have to go out, Levara Ocha Metocha Psolas, meaning you have to remove the good from the bad. So Vahotseisi is just to exit from that bad place, very basic, very low level. But Vitzalti, Vitzesi, you understand, it's just a physical. Was there, now I'm here. Vitzalti means to be saved. Lashon Hafrasha, which is an element of separation, actually the word Hitzalti, he's going with, like, related almost to the word Atzilus, which is like to emanate, to separate. Neged Bechinas Ruach, so then the Jewish people started to access their ruach, mi'olam ha'yitzira, and the Jewish people started to have a deeper level of free will. Shisham tov ara, mechza ha'mechza. Shisharach lahafish, you have to separate ara mi'atov. And then v'ga'alti is neged neshama mi'briya, that's where they started the redemption. Redemption is in the soul. Shisharach rak ge'ula shle yikarev ma'at ara, but you don't need much because it's such a holy place there. It's ge'ula, it's redemption, it's mostly good, you just have to keep the bad away. I'll take you to be my people, who madrega gedola gavo, a much higher level. Bechinas chaya miola matzilus. And so the four cups of Pesach, you don't need to wait till Pesach. You did the four cups in your davening today. Ubezem eturis, he says, now you can answer. Mashehikshu amafarshim. Halo yesh lashon echad begula shem. Everyone knows there's a fifth language of redemption. Dechseve hevesi aschem el aretz. Why don't we drink that cup? So we say it's for the future. But why? Oh, la nal nicha, now you understand. Ki ve'evesi eschem ala arza neged bechinas yechida. That's the fifth level of your neshama that we don't have access to today. Or you can drink a cup that you can't. There's no point in drinking a physical cup if you can't reach that spiritual place. The whole point of the cup is you should know when you're drinking the cup, it's bringing you to this level. But if you can't get there, shneged kutzah shel yud mi'avai, we know the four realms, they correspond with the lowest hay of Hashem's name, and then the vav, and then the upper hay, and then the yud. And that fifth level is the tip of the yud. We don't have access to that. Shel zechinu ato adayin liyachida, ad la'asit, until the future. As I said above, one day we will reach that level when Mashiach comes. The kutzo shel yud, and then we will also tap into the tip of the yud. Mihavaya, shorish nishmasenu, the root of our neshamas, will be fully plugged in.
Well, we have the kosher Eliyahu, maybe that's the fifth.
Well, that is, but we don't drink it. And that's what he's saying. In the future, we will drink it, because in the future, we will have the Yechida. That's what he says. I will bring you to the land. Rome is the Makor Shorish Nishmasenu Anan. The land means I'll bring you to the true place where your neshamas are connected to. But for now, Lo Zechinu Rak L'Dalad B'chinas, we only have four levels. Kenegad Dalad Osiya Savaya, the four letters of Hashem's name. And that's the four languages of redemption. So therefore, Ega, every day's davening is Yetzias Mitzrayim. I don't know how he does this, but and we just said davening is broken into four stages. Negadal b'chinas helu, these four levels. She isakin midosav, that you should fix your seven midos. And the Rosh Tevis of your seven midos, Gematria Tefila. Amazing, right? Tefila is 515. Yeah, yeah. Who thought of it, right?
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. Yisakdim Chaldal Bechinos. Lerem is at Timts and says, I can't even believe these. The thing is true, but so it is. Vehotzesi, vehitzalti, vegaalti, velakachti, with the kolal is gematria 2064. Gematria dalad pa'amim tefila im dalad kolalim, and that's four times the word tefila with those words, which is 2064.
Which means what, Rabbi?
That the four languages, Bohotseisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti, are the same gematria as Tefila, 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 Tefila. Yes?
So if this process is the Shachrit, right? So why do we go in Milchan Mari?
So Milchan Mari, we're going to be a little different. And that requires its own discussion, but the Mincha and Maariv do not have that same progression. You've, so to speak, already reached that place in Shacharis. But it requires its own explanation, because that's related to Avraham, the other tefillahs are related to the other Avos, it gets very... Right? But again, amazing. But Tzeisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Velakachti equals Tefillah, 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 Tefillah. Romans Kamosh Kasafti, Shagullah, Yibatikam with the same, because the redemption, these four languages of redemption, was fixing themselves. Bechal, Bechinam, Idal, Bechinus, with each of these four levels. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Kanala, as explained above. Shetikana, Midas, Merumis, Betfila. That davening is when your Midas get fixed. Kamosh Kasafti, Gematria, Makola, Rosh Davis, Mikol Zayim Midas, as I explained before, that Tefila is the same Gematria as the first letter of your seven Midas. Elchenis Kadal, Pahamim Shira, so he says, that's why Shira Sayam has the word Shira four times. Some of you are already catching on. The word Shira is the same gematria as the word Tefila.
Oh my God.
Shira and Tefila, the same gematria. So four times the word Shira is the gematria of Itzesi Vitzalti Vigalti Vilakachti, right? It's the same gematria. That's why it says four times Shira in the song. Because the word Shira is also the numerical value of the first letters of the seven Midos. That's the real reason. Shabbos also has the four levels of Shira. Shem neged b'chinas nefesh ruach neshama chaya, which are the four worlds that atzilus bri yitzir asiya. Why? Because every Shabbos, hu aliyas olamas, every Shabbos the worlds go up. V'nitosef kedusha la'adam b'chal adal b'chinas anal. So you should know, you have to work very hard for this spiritual elevation every morning. Every morning you have to wake up and climb from the bed in the Moda'ani. You have to make it all the way to the Kodesh Kadashim up in Shemayim. Right? That's where you're going every morning for Shacharis. It's hard work. But there's another time where you don't have to work hard. All you have to do is just be present when Shabbos comes in. And all these things happen on their own. L'chein omrim b'Shabbos. That's why when we start Shabbos, so havu, we say the Mizmor, we say chapter 29 before l'chadodi, we say havu l'Hashem b'nei elim, bring before Hashem the children of the mighty ones, meaning the avos, and we say gilmun pa'amim havu l'Hashem. We say three times havu l'Hashem, and then we say ishtachavu l'Hashem b'hadus kodesh. So he says, you should know that when you say those three Havul Hashems and the Nishtachavul Hashem, Elu Adaladim Neged Adalad Olamos, you climb four worlds just by reciting that. Shebechal Olamos, Yekedushas Havai, Hashem Havai, each world has another level of the holiness of Hashem's name. But then, remember that when you daven, you go up four levels and you come down fixed on seven? Achach Omrim, Zayin Kolos, that's why, this Kol Hashem Bakoach, Kol Hashem Bahadur, the seven of them. Shem Bechina Zayin Midos, those are your seven attributes. Romes Canal, because when you recite chapter 29 of Tehillim, before L'cha Dodi, you go up into the all four worlds with Shabbos, and come back down fixed on all seven levels. B'chol Adal Bechinas, in all four levels of your Neshama, Nefesh Ruach, Neshama Chaya, Shem Midalad Alamos, which are from the four worlds, Atzilus Bri Yetzir, Asiya repeated it. So because what you're doing when you say Shira or Tefillah is the same as what happens on Shabbos, Anyway, back to the point. B'zeshanu omrim, but it's a famous question. We say in Kiddush on Friday night that Shabbos is Yikaron L'maaseh Bereishis. That's easy for anyone to understand how Shabbos commemorates creation. That's literally what Shabbos is. Ki she'eshus yomim asa Hashem asa shamayim asa aretz v'yom ha'shvi shavaz v'yinafash. But we also say Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's the connection between Shabbos and Yitzias Mitzrayim? So there's explanations, the Ramban, he says, according to him, every Shabbos you go through the same Yitzias Mitzrayim that you go through every day in your davening. It's mamish the same thing. Shabbos is a Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim experience. As soon as Shabbos comes in, you just went through another Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's what you're celebrating by Kiddush. The Kaddish Azayim Midas, because all seven levels are sanctified, B'chala B'chinas, in all ways, K'mosh Kasafti, L'chein, K'siv Mimachras HaShabbos, he says, this is why Pesach is referred to, Sfartem Lachem, Mimachras HaShabbos. Why is Pesach referred to as Shabbos? The answer is, Shiyom Yitzias Mitzrayim, Nikra Shabbos, because Yitzias Mitzrayim is a Shabbos, K'em Inyan Echad, the same idea. Okay, and he's going to take this a little further, I don't know if you have time to get through it all. So I'm going to read a little quickly, but we may have to stop early, but let's see what we can get. V'hine, G'ulas Mitzrayim. Yes?
Was Yitzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos?
Simply put, it was a Thursday, in the simple understanding of it. V'hine, G'ulas Mitzrayim, Holya al Yidei Shem Ekyeh. We find that when Moshe says to Hashem, what name? So, K'mosh Amar Hashem Yisbarach Koso Ma'ekyeh, the name Aleph Hey Yud Hey. Why? Why is that the name? Because Ki Yitzias Mitzrayim Ikar Inyano L'Sakan Amidus Olakacham, because Yitzias Mitzrayim is meant for us to go up four levels and fix ourselves on our internal seven. V'zeh Merumas B'Bechinas Gimel Avos, and who started this process? That's the Yishpizim, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Chesed Gevura Tiferes. Shem Mekor Amidas, and so they start off. All of our Amidas were descendants of them. Ki Avraham achaz b'midas ha-chesed. Avraham went with chesed. But he went with chesed all the way. V'yischasidim kol bo'yalim. He did chesed with anyone in the world. Afilim umas olam, even with the nations of the world. V'emes ha'az ha'yusha tzricha lo levad. And the truth is, that's what the world needed in his time. He was in a world where there was no recognition of Hashem. So the world needed him to introduce chesed in such a way where everyone gets chesed. He davens with the people of Sodom. L'gayiras agerim, because that's what was needed to bring that original generation of people to monotheism. Avalata in lechaz b'midah zulavad, but you can't use this attribute alone. You can't be a person who only does kindness. This chasid makol do kindness with everyone. Ki amru chazal, our sages teach us an incredible idea. Kol amarachim ala hachzarim. If you have mercy on cruel people, l'sof misachzir ala rachmanim, you will be cruel to merciful people. When you start to find mercy within you upon cruel people in a way that considers them purely from the perspective of mercy, you end up saying, he's not so bad, it's okay. This person is allowed to be around other people. This person is allowed to be, it's not safe, so you end up hurting people. Mm-hmm. And also, Chazal say, kol she'ein bo deah, someone who has no knowledge, someone who has no brains, someone who doesn't use logic. Asul rachim al, you can't have mercy on them. If a person's behaving stupidly, you can't have more mercy on them than they have on themselves. Mm-hmm. So you see, you have to control your mercy sometimes. B'tzarech le'echaz gam kem b'midas Yitzchak, you need some Yitzchak in you. Le'ez gaber al Hashem, to overpower the wicked. V'lichas aleihem, and to be angry at them, and lachniyem, and to subdue them. V'chein, lachniyel is gaber al yetzer hara, you also need your Yitzchak to beat your own internal inclination. B'tzarech le'echaz b'midas Yaakov, but you also have to hold on to Yaakov. Shu machriya ben beisak etzavos, he's that balance. Chesed gevura, u'lisnaik b'midosav, k'fiyat zorech l'fayar Hashem, you have to use them to serve Hashem properly. V'zesh amru, so when our sages say, chayev adam lomar, a person is obligated to say, masai yagiu ma'asai l'ma'asai avosai, when will my actions reach the level of my forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? That's a really high goal, myself. I'm still trying to be myself. I'm supposed to be Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Pirush, here's what it means. Shkal masigi musukanim b'midas tovus. It doesn't mean that you're Avram Yitzchak or Yaakov. It means that you're working on your chesed, your gevura, your tiferes. That's what it means. When will I also figure out the right balance that's within me? B'nei rashatevus mi'avos, Avram starts with an aleph. Yitzchak starts with a yud. Yaakov starts with a yud. Numerical value of 21. Gematria, the name Ekia. That's why they were redeemed with this name, because this name, as the Schus of the Avos, Shumakara Yud Gimel Midas Harachman, that's the source of the 13 attributes of mercy. Hashem says, V'chanosi es Hasharachon, I will be gracious to whomever I'm gracious with. So when you say to yourself, I want to fix my chesed, am I gevura, am I tiferes, Omar Hashem Yizbarach, Hashem says, Ekia, that's the one who I want to be with. That's what you bring upon yourself. When you start working on yourself, the response is you illuminate the name Ekya of Hashem's name, and that means that Hashem, by the system Hashem created, is now with you more. Kimam shechal atzmo, because you bring on yourself. Mekor yud gimel midas harachmim, you're drawing down on yourself when you connect in this way. The 13 attributes of mercy. Umesabchim alav kol amidas, then everything turns into kindness. Afil amidas shemorim gvuras vidin, even things which look like judgment and severity. Mashpiyim alav chesed v'rachmim, all turns into mercy. The chen mitzias mitzrayim shall yidei tikkun amidas yitzias mitzrayim, which we're saying is the perfection of self within us. Ksiv, it says vayar Yisrael es hayada gadola. Yisrael es hayada gadola is the letters of the name Ekya. Shebishem zeh yatzad, that's side of the left. I should tikkun midasayim bebechinas avos, because they connected to the avos. V'chein Yisrael es hashira hazos, also Ekya. Because Shira, the word Shira, 515, with the kolol, is gematria, the Rosh Tevis of the seven midos. Romans, the tiki midos are referring to us fixing ourselves. Ha'idezeh, when you work on this, mam shechal atzma, you bring down on yourself, mishem ekia, from the name ekia, which is associated with Tzias Mitzrayim, which we're saying you accomplish every day in your davening, and on Shabbos, through Shabbos. Sha'idei nasim kol amidos chesed, then everything turns into kindness, if you're connected in properly. Shilim Tarkim Kalag Vuris Bishorsham, all the judgments become sweetened. L'chein Achar Ashira Shiksiv Badal Pa'amim Shira, that's why it's four times Shira. Shirom is Latikan Amidas B'chal Dal B'chinas Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya. So he says, every day we recite the Shiras Hayam. Every day we recite Shiras Hayam Az Yashir. And when you recite that Shira, that's connecting to the four levels of Shira, and that's connecting to the four parts of your neshama. So he says, the next word you say after the Shira, Hashem Echad, Yishmo Echad, Yishtabach Shimcha. The word Yishtabach is exactly 720, the word Yishtabach, which is 10 times the word Chesed. Lirmo Zayde Tikkun Amidas, when you say the Shira properly, what happens is you get all 10 midos of Hashem become yishtabach, 720, 10 times 72, 72 is chesed. The ayideh tikna midos, when you fix yourself through the midos, which is alluded to by the Azi Ashir, dal pa mushira, nasu kol asar midos chesed, everything becomes chesed. V'nimtuku kol agvuras v'nasu chesed li Yisrael. Incredibly, the Heilige Rabshitzer explains to us how this idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim, how every day in our davening we can connect to it in Shabbos. Let me just run through this very quickly. Again, the question was the four times Shira, and so he walked us through the way that someone comes before the king and explained to us that that's how davening works, and that this walks us through the four realms, the realm where there's more bad than good, the realm where it's 50-50, the realm where it's more good than bad, and then the realm of the holiness of the Chaya. And by davening, we do that to bring down and fix ourselves on all seven levels. And that's why he said that the seven sefiros, the Rosh Tevis, equal tefillah. And then he explained that Yetzias Mitzrayim was all about that. And the four Lashonas of Geula correspond with this same idea. And that's why the fifth is the fifth, because we don't quite have access to it. Then he told us about Tzeisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vlakachti, is Gematria, tefillah, 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 because that's really all that's happening. And that the same numerical value of the word tefillah is the word Shira. So in that way, Batsasi Vigatsalti Vigalti Vilakahti equals Shira, 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 Shira. Because this is all that we accomplish through this, and this is what happens on Shabbos too, which is alluded to by the three havus and the ishtachavu and the seven kolos that are followed. Then he explains that all of this happened in Mitzrayim because we connected to the avos and we were working on these areas on ourselves, and that connected us to the name Ekia, which means that Hashem will be with us. This connected us to Hashem. That's where the name Ekia appears through all of this. And what happens is all the judgments, all the reasons why we were supposed to be in Mitzrayim, all of that turned into sweetness and kindness, and the Jewish people were deemed the greatest miracles. And for that, when we finish the Az Yashir, we say Yishtabach, 10 times 72, 10 times Chesed. Be'ez Hashem, all of us should be Zocha every day. We should have a complete Yitzias Mitzrayim, an elevation to our Tefillah, to our Shabbos, and we should be Zocha to the Geula Shleima, where we will all, Beheveisi Eschem, come to the land and connect to our Yechida and have a complete connection, a complete fixing. Be'ez Hashem, become a Mashiach from
Herbie. Amen. Thank you, Rabbi.
Recording stopped.
So, regarding activating chesed in the beginning of Tefillah, is there something particular we're doing at that time, or just in general our life, we're looking back at chesed we're doing in our life? What, when we say chesed, in the first part of davening, we're supposed to be like, activate chesed, we said?
No.
Meaning no. Chesed?
We didn't say that. No, we did not say chesed starts at the beginning of davening.
Wasn't that part of the moving up though?
He's just saying when you do the davening, you'll be fixed on all seven levels. And then he explains how one part of each of the seven levels. He's not suggesting any progression.
Okay.
Right? He's just saying that's what's going to come out, is you'll be fixed on all seven levels.
Thank you, Rabbi.
And there's the sequence of the words here in Isaiah, so that would mean Miriam would be at the highest level of Haya.
Right. That's what we would assume, yeah. Which I think we did that one year. We.